In the final hour of the city's 2025 budget review process on Wednesday night, Councillor Gregory Ridge put forward an amendment to the municipal operating budget to pull $200,000 from the city's working fund reserve to fund food programs. This comes just over a week after Council's decision to declare food insecurity an emergency in Kingston, with 1 in 3 households in the region experiencing food insecurity. Capping off 3 nights of budget presentations, Councillor Ridge kept his case brief.
I think that this is a targeted measure that will help to address some of the potential anxiety that organizations like, for example, the Food Bank or St. Vincent de Paul have with regards to the growing use of their services and providing food and helping people in that way. And I think that this is, it's targeted. I think it's something that we can do relatively easily.
Councillor Brandon Tozzo, who brought forward the motion to declare food insecurity an emergency last week and seconded Ridge's amendment, also spoke to the challenge Kingston is facing.
I want to speak something from the heart, and that is that the needs of our community are not going to get solved here from the big structural issues that we have in Kingston. A year ago, we put $1 million towards attracting doctors, which is a provincial responsibility. We're putting $200,000 to helping feed people. We're not going to solve it. These are just different types of Band-Aid solutions that we are putting forward. And I really wish all of what we were talking about as a city council was things like roads, things like parks, things like infrastructure. And we're going again and again and trying to solve the problems of upper levels of government. And it's frustrating we can't, but we have to do something. We can't just let these big social issues keep festering and not try to do what we can at our level to try to solve it.
With this one-time contribution coming from the city's reserve funds, it will not have an impact on taxes for Kingston residents. While all councillors were in support, Councillor Connie Glenn offered some words of caution before the motion passed.
I just want to make sure that what we do moving forward is about solutions. So I know that part of what's coming back are some long-term solutions so that we aren't simply putting Band-Aids over things. Yes, the other levels of government have to step up, but we also, I think, have to wisely spend the money to find sustainable solutions to this situation. So I want to make sure that we're doing that and not simply coming back and continuing to have to do this. There are options. There are things that I think we can advance, but we have limited resources, so we have to be very thoughtful about how we go about doing this. So that's my only caution as we pull more money from reserve funds. We've done it frequently. We're in difficult times, but if we deplete reserve funds, then what ends up happening is we have nothing left when a true pandemic or something hits and we really need that extra bit.
City staff will report back to council by April with the proposed allocation of these funds. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.